Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Is there a secret to success when it comes to growing orchids? It's often a beloved yet fickle flowering plant. If placed in the proper location and treated correctly, you could enjoy blooms for months to come. But that magic spot can be hard to find. That's where the Sacramento Orchid Society steps in. Founded in 1947, the educational organization provides tools and resources for orchid lovers and plant growers, offering plenty of tips for selecting the right plants for your space. And they host a show, an exotic plant sale, every April. And we're going to learn more about this year's event from Dave Veach, who serves as the Sacramento Orchid Society's outreach coordinator. Dave, welcome back.
Thanks, Vicky. Good to be here again.
And with orchids in tow. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I love the ambiance right now. So I remember last time from our conversation, like a year or so ago, you know, orchids are found on every continent with the exception of Antarctica. There are so many different types of orchids. So what is an orchid? What characteristics does a plant need to have to be classified as an orchid?
So a lot of it comes down to the flowers, the shapes of the flowers. Some of it comes down to there's obviously the genetics of it, of course, and they span the gamut of plants from terrestrials to epiphytes to lithophytes to to you name it. And as you said, they grow on every continent. You'll find them everywhere. They typically, one of the things that defines them, the way they grow, so they attach themselves to trees, and again, because there's so many types, it's really, when the flowers open, there'll be the lip, there'll be the sepals, there'll be the petals, those kinds of things. And it's interesting because sometimes they get fused together and they have all these very unique looks and so forth. But those are really kind of one of the main characteristics.
Are there any native orchids to California?
Absolutely. They're very difficult to grow outside of their native environment because they actually have a symbiotic relationship with fungus in the ground. And that fungus helps to feed them and those kind of things. And so recreating that at home or in an artificial situation is tricky at best.
What drew you to orchids in the first place?
When I bought my first orchids in Hawaii and brought them home, and I think I've told you the story before, I killed 44 of the 45 that I got. And so as an engineer by trade, I said, this seems like a challenge. So that's what kind of got me started. So I went to my first Orchid Society meeting here in Sacramento. I got my second orchid there. And from that, it's been downhill ever since.
Well, tell us more about the history of this organization. It's been around for decades, nearly 80 years, 1947.
Yeah, 1947. Obviously, I haven't been here for the whole thing, but we do have members who have been in the society for 30 plus years. And of course, most of the people who started the society are gone now, but their legacy lives on. So this is one of those kinds of things when people start to get interested in orchids and you want to learn more, this is one of the great resources that we have available to us in this area to help people out.
And you have an active membership that has grown in that time.
Absolutely. I don't remember how many people it started with, but I know at our last two meetings, I think we had 70 at our March meeting and over 50 at our April meeting. Members show up. And so, and we always welcome guests, of course. And, we encourage guests and we have a raffle that we do. And if you come to one of our meetings, you'll undoubtedly go home with a new orchid.
So what are some of the most common questions you get from people about orchids? I mean, an orchid is often a common gift,
Yes.
If you're going over to someone's house for a party, it's someone's birthday, it's often you'll get an orchid.
Right. And more often than not, you'll end up with a phalaenopsis like this, right? Of course, our listeners can't see that, but these... probably the thing that is the most important is once you have one of these orchids, is to repot it. Because what happens is the material that's in that the orchid is growing in, usually it'll be a moss or bark, has broken down enough to where the roots can't get any air. And so once they have air, then they can, then they'll start to thrive again. But probably the most common question, or actually probably the thing that people say to me most is, oh, I can't grow orchids. I just kill them. And, you know, I've probably killed, I don't know, 300 or 400 orchids myself. I mean, it's just part of the process of learning how to take care of them, right? And so we try to teach people, well, repotting is one of the huge things. Don't overwater. That's what kills most orchids. Too much water, because again, they can't.
So is that like watering it every day?
Yeah. Okay. Well, depending on the orchids. Some orchids want to be watered every day, but most don't. And that's why they have mechanisms like a pseudobulb, you know, or like this one here has a big long cane, the pseudobulb there, and it stores water and food in there. So it can go for a period of time without any kind of water.
For people who keep it at their desk, does it need to be near a window?
Some light is good. And especially with the Phalaenopsis, they like a bright indirect light. You know, probably the second most common question that I get to kind of go back to the last one is, I can't get my orchid to rebloom.
Yes. Right?
And that's the thing that most people really want. And I tell them, well, the trick is in the fall, because the Phalaenopsis, for instance, wants some cold to trigger it to rebloom. So what I do is I actually take it and I'll take it and just set it against the window so that the leaves themselves touch the glass. And leave it there for anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks typically, and it'll start to put out a new flower spike. So when these flowers finish, you want to just cut them all off, and that way the plant will focus its energies on growing the plant itself, right, rather than trying to rebloom some more. And that way, in the fall, you'll have new sets of leaves and those kind of things, and your orchid will be nice and healthy and happy and ready to flower again. And that's when you stick them against the window. I typically do it at the beginning of October to the beginning of November.
And if you treat it properly, you know, say after, you know, October, how long will the bloom last?
Depending on the orchid, Phalaenopsis can last anywhere from 3 to 6 months.
Oh,
easy.
Great. Yes. I mean,
I've even had them longer than that.
Like the spring, early summer. So let's move to the outdoors, because you actually brought some outdoor orchids. It makes sense, but you know, typically when you get a gift of an orchid or you buy one yourself, it's the potted one that you see at the store, and that's one for indoors. So tell us about the outdoor ones.
So one of the common ones, and this one right here, is a Cymbidium orchid. And they have, and I have much bigger ones, but you know, for the sake of carrying it around.
Got to get it through the door.
These actually need the cold of the outside air to trigger them to bloom. So you grow them all summer in kind of a semi-shade. And I happen to grow mine. I have a little area that I built that has like 60% shade cloth. So 60% of the light comes through. And that's like perfect for these kind of orchids. And you'll see the color is kind of this, almost a yellowish green, right? And that gives a sign that it is a happy orchid. So it wants to have plenty of light. And like I said, in this case, this guy needs cold to trigger him to rebloom. I brought this one here. This is a terrestrial orchid. So this one grows in the ground. And this one is a Blatilla. And these ones are probably the easiest orchid there is to grow, because you simply stick it in the ground, and in the fall, they die back when it gets cold. And in the spring, they come back up again, and usually you have 2 to 3 times as many as you had the previous year. So it's a great orchid for filling in an area, and it will, because it will spread quickly. And they're super tolerant. I've had friends, you know, the same friends that said, oh, I always kill my orchids. I've given them these, and they go, Dave, I managed to keep that one alive, and it came back, and it bloomed next, you know, the next year. And I said, there you go.
Wonderful. Yeah. And this is just a little teaser for the event that's next week. Dave, thanks so much for stopping by.
Of course, Vicki, my pleasure.
Dave Veach is the outreach coordinator for the Sacramento Orchid Society. Its 77th annual show and plant sale will take place April 17th through the 19th in Carmichael. We have more information to the event as well as to the educational organization as well. If you want to become a member. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.